The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, December 23rd. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be talking junk today. I reached out to all of my social media junk news and say, man, I need a show for Tuesday and Wednesday. I said, I want you to send me a representative. Send me a representative so we can talk about junk news. No, not Junkanoo politics. But what the group's doing this last crunch time, the excitement, what's happening inside the shacks, I want to get a peep of what y'all coming out with. What is your theme? Right? I call out my friend at the Immortals and say, Immortals, I won't give you space on the radio. I reach out to my Saxon friends. I'm not sure why those Francis people don't respond to me. And I said, I want the Saxons come on the show, and I only have 2 days to squeeze y'all in. I said, Tuesday and Wednesday, because you know we close on Christmas, right? I say, Tuesday and Wednesday, send me somebody. I want to talk junkanoo. I reach out to my friend and the two Valley boys, right? Only one Valley boy responds. One of the Valley boys, I said two, I could get at least one of them, right? Only one Valley boys reach out and respond. So I say, Saxon, I know nobody in roots. You can't blame me. I need to have some roots friends, right? So I did one family. I reached out to the one family. People send me somebody. They didn't send me someone. They say, one family actually tell me, reach out to the NJC. I didn't understand that commentary, but I ain't a judge. But today, I have Miss Aldika Colebrook. And Aldika is from the Valley Boys. I'm going to give them the correct name because you know I was going to say another name, right? There's only one name.
Yes.
The Valley Boys.
The Valley Boys.
She's a representative from Valley Boys. I can let her formally introduce herself because she has title. And once you have title, you got to show respect to the title. And she is going to be telling me, inform me about what the Valley Boys them are doing for this box. Now, you can mention New Year's Day too, because I want to get this excitement. I want to know, how does a group make it to bay? What are y'all doing to make it to bay? That's why I said I wanted Saxon to come on. I wanted one family to come on, because I want to hear the different experience, yes. Right? I even had the newsroom on standby to say, man, in case y'all want to ask any question on where you're buying your tricks from. Because apparently it's a trick shortage and it's the demand and groups buying everything. So they, the newsroom, were interested in that. And said, no one called me to say to come on, but I have tomorrow. It ain't too late to call me, and I'll let you come on tomorrow and we'll talk. Junkanoo, how do y'all make it to bay? Without further ado, I welcome Ms. Aldika Colebrook. Yeah. Welcome, Ms. Colebrook. How you doing?
Good morning, Guardian Radio. Good morning, Bahamas. And thank you so much for the invitation for us to come into studio today.
Yes. Thank you for responding to me. I could actually say the Valley Boys is actually respond and say they come in. They get sent a representative.
Yes.
Y'all tend to seem big. It don't seem like be three or four of y'all. It seems like it's a big, vast amount of y'all.
It's so many, but everybody has a job to do.
And so especially at this time, everybody busy. So we may have a big tent, but right now, everything tight, tight, tight.
You look tired. What you tired doing?
What I tired doing? I'm just waiting for January 1st, 12 p.m., so I could walk off of Bay Street and have a good rest.
Good for you. So right now, are you busy in the shack?
Busy in the shack, busy organizing. It's a lot of logistics as it pertains to Junkanoo. Every fraction has, you know, there's something to be in tune for. So we just had our last practice on Sunday. It was huge. It was huge. People was everywhere. I mean, you couldn't really get through nowhere. It took about 2 hours to get off of Portiskey Dock, the amount of traffic it was. Between getting on and getting off of the dock. So I know for the future, we may not be there. We got to find a bigger venue. A bigger spot where we could have, more space for everybody to be.
Yes. So before I move on and talk about your last practice, you didn't tell me the title that you hold inside this Valley Boys.
So
and what your job is.
All right. So I'm the Assistant Deputy Chairman for the Valley Boys. My responsibility is mainly if there are areas that the Deputy Chairman cannot attend, I am also in place to assist. I am also, I deal with every area of the group, whether it is to deal with particular sections, or just primarily if it's communications, deal with communications. So I'm just the all-around woman. Anything there is to be done, everybody's no call D-girl. That's just how my group members just go. They say, call D-girl. When all hell is raised, they call D-girl. I don't know why they don't like call it German, but they like call D-girl.
I like calling Deagle. I just get a text from the Genesis Warhawks. You didn't call us. I forgot. I had a contact for Genesis Warhawks. I have space tomorrow. You get about half an hour.
Get my friends in Genesis in, please.
Genesis, I have space tomorrow. Text me and I'll make space for you because I want to know what your theme is, what you're doing to prepare. See, look at them texts. They text me still. Anyway, let me focus on you. Let me focus on you, Miss Colebrook, right? What is the theme for the Valley Boys?
Okay, so our Boxing Day theme is the revenge of the arthropods.
Arthropods, that's them creatures, right?
You got creatures from bees and spiders, praying mantis. You got all of those, you know, the things that we women don't like, cockroaches.
Crawly things.
Yeah, creepy, crawly things. But yeah, we are about to present these arthropods in the most beautiful, splendid way.
I expect colors.
Colors, beautiful, bright colors, and huge costumes.
Oh, gosh. So you all have builders there? And you all build out something?
Builders, they have been, working nonstop. They have made a mandate for themselves to bring a production to Bay Street that has never been seen before. The things that they want to bring out, they wanted to just take Junkanoo up another level. They've studied, they've watched and looked at different festivals around the globe, and they said, you know what? We can do these things. We can take this up another notch. And so that has been, one of the key things for our builders this year. In our shacks, I am so proud of them. Like, from you walk in, you can't really even walk in the shack without stepping. Excuse me, sorry, that's just the amount of costumes that are in that space.
You mentioned shacks. And for the listening audience who are not aware of where your shacks are. Short some of the shacks' names and locations. So people say, well, this is a Valley Boys shack right here, and this is where it's located.
Well, right now we are on University Drive in the JNN building.
Okay.
So they have a warehouse location at the back, and so we are there.
So that's the main shack?
That's the main shack. And okay. We have some other satellite shacks around. I can't really, you know,
mm-hmm.
put out that location.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have other shacks around, but that's our main shack for right now.
So let's talk shack politics in terms of people coming and going, in terms of people visiting, right? Mm-hmm. And how is that shack policy about strangers coming in? I don't know how they...
Well, if there is, let's say, for instance, a news or a radio station,
mm-hmm.
say, would like to come in, once you would make contact with either myself or any of the executive team members,
mm-hmm.
we can provide a time that you can come in and speak with persons within the shack. That's basically it, you know.
During Junkanoo season, a lot of tour guides, taxi drivers, want to have their guests experience mm-hmm. shack life.
Mm-hmm.
How can they be involved with that? Or you have like a closed door policy to mind? We can't really have people in and out of our place.
In terms of if a taxi driver comes and presents themselves, they could speak to someone in the shack
mm-hmm.
and they could give them that permission.
Because they understand. You understand what
yes, you're because people don't really... If you have a visitor, they may not ever get the opportunity to experience Junkanoo on Bay Street. And so at least they can have an appreciation for the creativity within our shacks. And it's things like this that I think that the National Junkanoo Authority wants to put in place, you know, to allow us to create a business of Junkanoo. It's not so much just waiting for Boxing Day and New Year's Day. They want to ensure that we create a business. And so looking forward to actually having availability for persons to come in and do shack visits and maybe even sit down and do a little, maybe do a little piece, you know, even if it's teaching them how to paste, if it's teaching them how to decorate, but they'll walk away with some experience of understanding what Junkanoo is, because there's nothing else in the world like Junkanoo.
I've had Valley Boys here before, and I remember I promised I'm not being political mm-hmm. today. We're having
yes.
fun.
Yes.
You're a woman.
Yes.
Right? And women are actively involved in Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was a controversy one time where they said, man, there aren't any restrooms and thing. I wouldn't talk about your headquarters and the sophistication of your main shack.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about, you don't get a bathroom yet in your main shack?
Well, in our main shack now we do.
See,
that
there
is,
you go.
That is available.
Because I know a number shack. Of other Junkanoo shacks, there
it
is no
is.
Bathroom there.
Yeah.
But definitely... The Valley Boys have restroom.
Yes.
And facilities and all those things which comes with the such things.
Yes.
You all have it.
Yes.
So
yes.
As a woman and as anybody, you come there and you could pace and be there all day and you could be comfortable. You don't got to run home and say, coming back.
No, you don't have to run home. There is that facility available in our shack.
That's yes. good to know. That's yes. good. That's a major thing, especially when you even want tourists come in there. I know you're an executive in, and I see we're getting callers there. Prep that call for me there, Kermit. I always wanted to know how come the shacks don't have an office, a room where you said this is for the chairman or the vice president, and we have paperwork, we have letterheads, we have correspondence, we have a person who's in charge of t-shirts and designs and whatever it is. You go to the office to get the shirt. And I find when I visit Shaq, it's like, well, I know who to talk to. I got to find out whoever selling shirts on the side. Is it different with the Valley Boys?
For us, no, we don't have an office. But for the future, we look to have things like this, because if you want to build your business, it has to start at a prime location,
mm-hmm.
and so basically, once a group has a standard or a stationary place to be, then that's not a problem. We have to now, as Junkanoos, see how we can expand ourselves. And so the idea of having an office, having a secretary, stationary in place, because all of this is, again, money is involved. Because if you want somebody to work inside there, you have to be able to pay them. And so all of these things we have to now look at to ensure that we take the business of Junkanoo to another level.
We have a caller here. Let me involve the caller in this conversation. We're talking to Aldika Colebrook, who is the assistant deputy chairman of the Valley Boys. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I just want to say good morning to my daughter. Hello, Aldika.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, this is Daddy Hutch.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Anyway, I wasn't supposed to call him, but I heard the voice. I said, oh, yes, I must call him and just speak this voice. The only problem I've had over the past year was the missteps that happened in our attempt to make Junkanoo more, to make Junkanoo like more official.
Okay.
You know, I got the impression that the business of Junkanoo was being put before the culture of Junkanoo. And I think, you know, we have to be careful. Now, I blame most of what we are going through on this, on the establishment of the Junkanoo Corporation of Mammoth. Because after that was established, Junkanoo became almost like a political football. You know, each 5 years you had these upheavals.
Mm.
Now, hopefully, going ahead, cooler heads will prevail, and we must see culture as something we pass on to our children, regardless of what business form it takes.
But indeed,
if there is no culture, there is no real business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, Merry Christmas to you, baby.
Merry Christmas.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you for calling. Love you.
Okay, baby.
It's good to have a daddy working, looking out for you. Good.
Mm-hmm. I got plenty of junk on the daddy's
job. Good. You wearing a Valley Boys shirt.
Yes.
I have a number of Bahamians who live abroad who often reach out on social media saying, man, I could never find a shirt. It's hard to find an official shirt of a Junkanoo group. It's always one obscure person selling it here and another one selling it there. It's no like a central location. Say, well, if you want a shirt from this Junkanoo group, all you got to do is go to the central spot. That's where they sell the shirt.
Right?
And that's why I asked for an office.
Right.
It should always be an office to say, this is where our paraphernalia is.
Agreed.
Right?
Agreed.
Where can I purchase this Valley Boy shirt you're wearing?
Now this one I have, this is a last season shirt.
So
ain't even no more of this.
Okay.
But we have, again, you know, because we don't have a central location, we have someone within our organization who is responsible for our shirts.
Well, so let me know who that person is.
So.
I'll give it into your phone. Yes.
Let me.
I will know the system of being Valley Boys and where supporters can be interactive, be involved, right? And like I said, a number of Junkanoo groups have the same concerns and issues. And moving forward, you need to be, all these things need to be streamlined, because I believe Junkanoo belongs to every Bahamian.
Yes.
It don't belong to the Junkanoos alone. that supporters of the group have as much right to junk new paraphernalia as yours.
Of course.
And I want my shirt.
Yes.
So I try to make it, how do I get access to a shirt?
Okay, so you can contact Creative Minds at 524-8524. Creative Minds, 524-8524.
Go ahead, ask Creative Minds and give me the number again.
Creative Minds at 524-8524.
Okay, and I could get my shirt there.
Yes.
So besides the shirt, are there any other paraphernalia that is being sold, like a long sleeve, I guess, like a sweater type shirt or whatever it is? What else do you all sell?
Well, Creative Minds basically can make anything that you wish. So if it is a long sleeve that you would prefer, once you would tell them exactly that's what you're looking for, mm-hmm. you tell them in advance, they will have it done for you.
Okay.
All right. But we do have some other paraphernalia available. With Miss Mel, and she's at 454-8297, and a lot of persons like her medallions.
You have juggling medallions?
Yeah, she has these wonderful chains with the big Valley Boys emblem on it. And so you can contact her, 454-8297, that's Miss Mel. And I think she may have some of our shirts from last season, maybe for those persons who are of a thicker stature. I'm just going to say that.
I like big bodies. I like big bodies.
So you can call her, 454-8297. That's Miss Mel. So you could get your Valley Boys medallion. And she has Tams. Like I said, she still may have a few of the long sleeve shirts for the thicker guys.
Good. I envision Junkanoo groups creating opportunities for themselves.
Yes.
That they have a network, a machinery where they, like I said, generate money. Like shirts and paraphernalia will be at the office, and that money finance and is fed through the entire group.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm hoping that in the future, that becomes a norm amongst Junkanoo groups, right? But I'm very much interested in that medallion. I need to speak to the child and see which Junkanoo group she pulls for so I can take advantage of that. Your theme, Anthropod. What is this? What's the correct name for that?
The Revenge. Yes,
the Revenge of the Anthropod. Right? How did the Valley Boys come up with that theme, or what is the process of groups in general, particularly the Valley Boys? How do they select their theme?
Okay, so we began from January of 2025, where we allowed group members to submit their theme. And in submitting your theme, you were asked to basically give detail of what you want for this particular theme. So we had...
The Valley Boys Interactive. What do you mean they have a choice?
Of course. We need... Our members have to have a say, you know. And so we gave them that opportunity to present their themes. And then you have... It then goes through a process where you have a committee represented by the builders and other creative minds, from the musicians. You may have one or two section heads involved as well. And basically sat in a room for about 2 months,
mm-hmm.
deliberating and going back and forth, because at the end of the day, you have to make a choice that is more beneficial for the group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so after going through, and I think we had about maybe 15 submissions. And so once we would have gone through those submissions, we then came out with the Revenge of the Anthropods.
Nice. Yes. Right? And you said that took a few months to come to that conclusion.
Yes.
And now the group is going forward. Okay. Now, the group has different sections.
Yes.
What are the sections? And if this is the time, you could do a shout out to all of those section leaders, whatever you want, right? Mm-hmm. And how do they come up in terms of building the costumes for that particular section? Because I know the females or the dancers. Let me say not the females, the dancers, mm-hmm. the free dancers and the dancers, right? Choreograph dancers. Their costume is made specifically for them. Yes. Based on the theme.
Yes.
And then the cowbellers, they have like an off the shoulder specifically for their theme.
Yes.
I want to know that process. Who builds that? How does that go?
So again, in that presentation, what is looked at is, or what's expected to happen in detail is, okay, what do you see this particular section as? Do you see this particular section as, let's say if we had a theme of
just a couple of days.
That's okay.
Okay.
Is this about the surprise?
It's a surprise. Man. Okay.
I want the people to come to Bay Street.
People coming to Bay Street.
I want them to get that surprise, that wow factor.
Okay.
So anyway, he want me to give a little piece. Mm-hmm. So, my bellas, some of them may be bees. Mm-hmm. And so, with them, they have a builder mm-hmm. that is dedicated just for them.
Ah.
All right? And so, every section has a builder. So, you know, I shout out people like Mr. Andy Ford. Mm-hmm. We have a section builder for the brass, one of the main section builders, Sean Walks. He's a young man up and coming, and we are so proud of him in producing the work that he's been doing over the past few months. You have people that every area has their own builder. We look at the designer for the choreograph section, Doc Kenny. He has been working tirelessly because he has, and these builders have a vision. When they are given their responsibility, mm-hmm. they have that vision, and their whole thing is to see this vision through.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like, see, going back to the anthropoid. So you get the anthropoid theme.
Yes.
Then all the builders for the sections come together, or builders say, okay, my section could be doing this.
Yes.
And they start building it out for everyone in their section, yes. right? And I assume they conclude on the colors and say, well, we're using this colors or whatever design. Or
so
whatever.
The design team overall.
Is a design team too?
Of course.
You Man, you're complex.
Yeah.
Because it's a builder and then a design team.
Yeah, so you have to ensure that your colors are still coordinated. You just can't say, okay, well, yeah, I may have beads, but I might put my beads in black and white, and then somebody else do red and white. No, you still have to have some color coordination because you have to envision Bay Street and how these colors are coming at you as a person sitting on the bleachers. You want to interpret how these colors are coming at your audience. Because that's the biggest factor right there.
I want to talk about music. Music. Now, I had the privilege of going to one or two Junkanoo practice. Mm-hmm. The Junkanoo practices be good, right? Yes. I'd be able to dance and experience whatever it is.
Yeah.
But when I come on Bay, the music is be different. Mm. We must be secret, have these secret meetings and play the music where the general public just don't know what you're coming out with. And why it's so secret?
Unfortunately, we have some persons in the Junkanoo world now that take it for granted that they would come to someone else's practice, listen to what you're playing, and once they see that other people are dancing and singing along to it,
gone.
It gone.
It's theirs now.
It's theirs.
They capitalize and say, let me tweak it.
And if they go on Bay Street before you, that's it.
Dog eat your lunch.
That's it. It's happened to the Valley Boys on many occasions. And so we've reached a point now. I've been reading on social media where when we post our practices, oh, they still playing the same music.
Because I remember, I now have it, they say, no, that's practice music.
Yes, practice music.
Practice music different from Bay Street music.
That's it. That's it. And the thing is, if everyone has their own particular theme, there should be no way that, you know, each group playing the same songs. But some persons now, I feel like, you know, there's no law for them anymore. You know, I came through the brass section and there were songs. Our group would never play whatever the Saxons playing. That's the Saxon song.
That's the Saxon song.
But I don't know.
That's their fanfare.
Yeah, the integrity for Junkanoo. I've really lost a lot of respect for some persons because the integrity isn't there. The work ethics isn't there because once a writer has sat down and you know composed this music together, then somebody else just listens by ear and then they come back and, you know, they try to recreate it or change one or two chords here and there. But come on, man. Put in the work. Put in the work. You should not have to lean on someone else's work in order to attract people to listen to your music. I know the Valley Boys have good music. We've always had good music. But come on, man.
And that brass section's be hot.
Listen.
I heard y'all last year. It was nice. It was nice. I mean, they ain't judge y'all, but I mean, that was nice. It was nice.
Yes. So imagine this year when we get
I can judged. Be comparing. Don't worry. I can be comparing. I can imagine. Be on base.
That's why everything got to be
top
tight.
Secret. Tight.
It tight.
So you mentioned the word writers. What you mean by, like, music writers? What you mean by that?
And within our music section, we have persons that write the music. It isn't that we just sit down and we listen and say, oh, we play this like this. No.
You just like listen to the tune and you imitate the tune?
No, so we have professionals who write music for our section. Big up Mr. Sean Cunningham, brass leader, and Mr. Ron Adderley, assistant brass leader, along with Laron Ferguson. We have people like the one and only Rudy Pratt Jr., y'all, whenever you hear the City of Goa, that's Rudy Pratt Jr.
That's Rudy. A good Long Island knee in the practice. I know them. They always doing good things.
So that is one song that has been, I mean, echoing for the Valley Boys for years. And I don't care how old it is, the more we play it, the better it sounds, you know. But that is a staple.
Let me ask you this, right? Like you said, you have a writer. Is there any time that someone in the back or in the front would say, hey, we're going to play this next? Or all of their music is choreographed in time and say, no, this is the songs we will play.
Okay, so you have a repertoire of songs that you may have in your hand to play. So let's say for rehearsal, the brass may go through, have about 10 songs.
Is this a secret rehearsal or this is a general practice?
This is a secret rehearsal.
Okay, the secret rehearsal.
They may have about 10 songs. I'm just saying hypothetically. But when you get down Bay Street, you have to reach your crowd. And that person who is, I would say the, what you would call the...
The band major person?
The band major, yeah. I would use that person like a band major. Although the band major doesn't really talk much.
I understand.
But once the leader out front, and we have a group of senior brass members who would be in the front, and they would look and watch the crowd as we play particular music. And sometimes, and I would always remember Ronald Sims. He would say, you don't need them 10 music to go down Bay Street. You might have 3 songs, and you play them at different location, and that's all you need to go down
Bay Street. Sometimes you need a hot song on Shirley Street.
That's it.
You need a hot song on Shirley Street.
Once you get that crowd, and this is for any group, You have to watch your crowd.
Would you call a person who's have his hand up and do that flick thing? And then everybody's that the beat is changed.
But that's a caller. That's a caller for persons in the back line.
Okay. Yeah. What's a back line again?
The back line is with the drummers.
Ah.
All right. And so they call that when you see them put their hands up in the air,
mm-hmm.
and they may do different signals,
mm-hmm.
that's a call sign, and that's whatever beat that they may be about to do,
mm-hmm.
or what they would want their section to go into,
mm-hmm.
as they parade down.
Okay. We have another caller there, Colebrook. So let me engage this caller and I continue the conversation right now. Go ahead, caller. We're talking to Aldika Colebrook. You're live. Hey, this chief in stinking gold skin.
Okay.
Chief stinking gold skin talking.
Hello.
Go ahead, you're live.
Man, this ain't chief stinking gold skin. This is expensive gold skin.
Oh, okay.
Chief stinking gold skin on top of the fort.
Yes.
Listen to me. What's the name of your leader, ma'am?
Trevor Davis.
Okay, because I'm starting to get a little confused.
Yes, sir.
When you call names like Ronald Simpson, those.
Yes.
Because... You know, but I heard you say under the bridge. I know Davis seems to be up under the bridge.
Yes, sir.
I start to feel little. You need to put Wally Boys 1 and 2.
And you'll still be mixed up. So no matter what we do.
I can be mixed up.
Well, I can call Ronald Sims because I've been a member of the Wally Boys group.
Your group is coming out, what, third?
On Boxing Day.
Or Ford.
That's Ford on Boxing Day.
And the other Wally Boys coming out fifth?
They're coming out eighth.
Okay, so they're coming out eighth. They should keep Junkanoo all day. They should keep everybody out there all day there.
Yes, everybody will be out there.
We'll see what they can bring.
Yes.
So you're all right behind one another in New Year's, though?
New Year's, we have, there's a group that is, there should be a B group that is between us.
Yeah.
On New Year's Day, but... Yes, they will be out second, and then we will be third.
Hey, Brother Nuri,
mm-hmm.
you know I have to throw a little politics in before I go.
Go ahead.
Anytime you hear like a third group break off from an A group, like or let's say this, how the DNA break off from the FNM, they ain't worried about beating the PLP, you know. They only want to beat the FNM. Now, this could be a battle between the two Wally Boys.
This Wally Boy said they come in number one.
Yeah, well, they could come number seven, and the next Wally Boys come number eight. They still win.
So I won't beat everybody. I ain't even worry, but nobody else. I especially want to beat them hard mode Saxons, man.
That's a good way to go.
I want to beat them hard mode Saxons, man.
And then I hear you say you're in the back of Jones Communications.
Yes, sir.
Does that mean you get Reverend Warren Jones with you?
Yes, sir.
That's a good man. Good man.
Yes,
no,
sir.
Young man, no junk, no good.
Yes, sir.
Been
yes,
around sir. A while. But I can continue listening.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Now, we're going through the back line.
Mm-hmm.
We're going through the brass section.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once upon a time, they tell me the Valley has the most attractive and coordinated, what do you call it, dancers? What do you call it? Choreograph
section.
Practice dances be different from Bay Street dance.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. How do you all just get to practice? And nobody know. Well, you all be practicing and nobody. It'd be surprised. Come on, Bay Street.
It'd be a secret location for everything.
I know where everybody is, man.
You have a location where your brass practice. You have a location where your choreograph practice. That's just how it is.
And how come I never sneak upon you all yet?
It's a secret.
Okay. And your group is keeping a secret.
Yeah.
I don't, like I said, no one leaking these things. And I just want to know everything so I can talk about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
I just want to know. We have another caller here. Let's engage this caller. Go ahead, caller. We're talking
to
Aldika Colebrook.
The Society of Secrets.
They're part of the lodge.
Yeah. Now you get it, Nuri.
Mm.
I am curious as to know, I know you get sponsors, you get money. How much money is in Junkanoo, and how do you share the proceeds when you win? Does everybody get a piece of the pie, or is it just as a party, and then some people make some money? Could you explain it to me? I'll hang up and listen.
That's a good question. What you get her in problems?
So, with sponsorship basically is because of the expense. Bishop would say it expenses. Junkanoo, I mean, especially in the past 5 years, the cost has skyrocketed. And so that's why sponsorship is very, very important. Without our sponsors, and I want to take this opportunity to thank Breezes.
So you get Breezes.
Bahama.
You get Bahama.
Think Simple.
Think Simple too.
Walker's Industry.
Walker's.
These persons are the reason why we are standing. It's because of them that we are able to produce the kind of work that we have preparing for this for these upcoming parades.
How important are they? I know I wasn't going to interrupt you, but I have smaller groups who are listening. How important is the sponsor? Can the sponsor?
It is. Sponsorship is the life and breath of your group, honestly. That's the life and breath of your group. Because of the expense, when you just think about crepe paper alone, crepe paper, you have to bring that in. And in some cases, if you don't have someone to bring that in for you, you have to take on that expense yourself.
What?
And crepe paper comes from Germany. We're only now finding different places where you have something that is similar, but that alone, when you talk about, we call them tricks, to decorate your costume, a lot of persons now have to outsource from China.
Now, I hate interrupting you, but the newsroom want me to ask this, because now we're talking about costumes and not tricks and decorations.
Just the whole,
and you just mentioned that the crepe paper come from where?
Germany.
And not asking Valley Boys business, but how do you all get your crepe paper?
Well, you have to put in your order. Uh-huh. You have to put in your order and have that shipped in country.
Is that there's a broker who does that, or someone in the Valley Boys?
Someone from the group would then contact primarily the chairman. Gets contacts for the different vendors that may sell, you know, things like crepe paper or decorations. You even have to think about things like almost building materials, because you need rods.
Mm-hmm.
And so some rods you can't find here, but it may be a bit more expensive, and a different size of rods.
So who is responsible for getting the rods?
That's the chairman and the deputy chairman, Eddie. So they primarily look for vendors for our material, and those things that then have to be shipped into country. And so to the caller, yes, we have to depend on our sponsors for those fundings. At times, no, there isn't a particular paycheck that every group member receives. And so we try our best to ensure that things as simple as making sure that persons who are working in the shack, they're fed. We have to reach out in some cases to sponsors to assist. And Cuban Libre and Street Pizza are also sponsors who have been assisting us with refreshments for the shack.
Big shout out to them.
Yes, big shout out to them. These people, you know, it takes a village to really ensure that a Junkanoo group, even before you get to Bay Street, it's those factors of people being intricate in assisting in any small way. And so we even look at our own group members, because we are sponsors ourselves. Because when we use our funds to produce costumes on Bay Street, that's a form of sponsorship, because
that's an investment.
I'm not getting paid, but I'm doing this for the love. Now, there are persons who go into categories that are paid. Paid for, once you won that particular category.
Contract workers.
you would get paid, you know, based on if you would have won or not. But you still have to find persons again, and the economic side of Junkanoo is where the money keeps turning, because let's say, for instance, you know, persons who may not be able to sit down and build their costume, or not sit down, but build their costume, paste their costume, and decorate, they may have to find someone to do those things. You pay someone to build it. Then you may pay somebody to pace it for you, because, hey, I'm too busy, I don't work, but I don't rush.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the economic side of it. So that's where that money keeps turning around.
You mentioned that the chairman and the deputy chairman tends to be the ones who purchase equipment and whatever supplies.
Yes.
How is it distributed to the rest of the group?
Well, you also have to have someone to disperse supplies, because you just can't bring the supplies in the shack and rest it down.
And go missing?
It can go missing. You might find your supplies going to somebody else's group if you don't look good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we have someone who is detailed to distribute any goods that are purchased for production.
So do the organization, the Valley Boys proper, right? Mm-hmm. Do they buy locally in terms of the smaller stores with the sell
Junkanoo? Yes. So I know for sure we've been a good customer, as everybody basically adds in the country, for Las Plumas. Mm-hmm. They've been doing an excellent job. And so you have other businesses like Fire and Welding, who are another Junkanoo store. So in a lot of cases, we have to buy locally, because you just have to deal with what you have in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have some text here. Let me just read that into the record, right?
Okay.
So this is talking about the music and people stealing the music or listening to the music, right? Mm-hmm. It said, this could be a solution just like Junkanoo Carnival. Everybody copyright their music. There's a reveal on Music Day, and no other group can come to the parade claiming to have arranged and compose someone else's song. I like that.
Okay.
Right? The idea is that you have your 4 or 5 songs or 10 songs you selected, and you bring the CD and say, this is our composition.
Mm-hmm.
This is music reveal day. You play it, and like how they have Junkanoo Carnival now. Mm-hmm. And part of the Junkanoo Carnival is the music reveal day. This will be played. But then you all want to surprise people on on the Boxing Day. How you?
If something like that is done, but we also have to look at the copyright laws as well, because you're not writing your original song.
Mm-hmm.
You are basically composing someone else's song for Junkanoo.
You're just arranging it.
You're just arranging it for Junkanoo. And so that is where, you know, in some cases you may have an artist that is here locally, and that they may have their song copywritten. And if not, then you may have, you know, a leeway of doing something like that. But it is something to consider.
What about fanfare? I know Valley Boys have a fanfare. I ain't saying which Valley Boys have the fanfare. But there is a Valley Boys Junkanoo fanfare that you build up at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Can I anticipate that the same fanfare could be there with everybody used to it? People, well, it's called shout out.
Well, if you didn't know, this year there is a fanfare competition that is happening in the gate.
Mm.
And so everybody won't have the same fanfare.
Oh, you got to change it now.
Who has the best?
Mm.
Who has the best to, of course, go along with their theme? And that is very intricate in this year's Junkanoo Parade. But I think you are basically talking about when we have a chant and
yes.
we say, dun 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 dun.
Okay!
Who are we? The Valley. Ain't nobody own it, because guess
what? That's the Valley one.
That's the Valley one. And if the other Valley play it too, they still Valley.
They still
you
Valley.
Know?
Okay. Okay.
Rosedale right. Valley.
I mean, I love it. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's
the chant I love.
When that is played, the whole crowd goes crazy. Those persons who are Valley boys, they know that's the call. Okay. That's the call.
This text says, season greetings, Brother Nuri. Great talk show today. Now I'm a Shell Saxon superstar supporter and fan. We are superstars and excellent in Junkanoo. Everybody wants to beat the Saxons, but we are the winners. They coming, honey. Selah, December 25th. Enjoy the Christmas season celebrations. Greetings from the mayor of Grand Bahama, Mr. Rudolph C. Stubbs Freeport from East Street North, Nassau, Bahamas. You're giving a shout out. He's a Saxon dad.
All right, Mr. Saxons.
I'm waiting for to hear the Saxons fanfare and the Saxons chant. Right?
The Saxons always have good music.
Yeah.
And so they are. Big up to Jeremy. That's my boy. Jeremy Lightborn is one of the leaders of the music section there. And so I know they come in with good music.
You all planted the throne of Saxons?
I want to throw them bad.
I have one friend named Ken Danique who claims it's impossible. But you planted the throne of Saxons?
Yeah. I need to dethrone the Saxons.
I just want someone to silence her for a minute. So if you could do it.
Oh, gosh.
If you could do that for me.
I try very hard, but it's very hard to silence Ken Danique.
I understand.
It's very hard. But,
I understand.
But we are going to do our best.
Mm-hmm. Give a shout out to the leaders of the
choreograph section. So we have some young people like Lene and Dr. Shan. They are doing a tremendous job of ensuring that the choreograph section is at their optimum performance. We also want to thank ladies like Miss Ford, Teresa Ford, and also Miss Monica. They are our guardian angels for the choreograph section, and so they work along with that team. All right, so thanking them very much, and y'all continue to keep up the good work.
Good. There's a number of new, not groups, what do you call it, competitions that the NJC is doing. Are you prepared for that? You're excited about that?
Yes. So it's something that is more personal now for some of the sections. And so like we said about the fanfare competition, and then they started the Bella, the King Bella competition.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is their second year that they're putting that in. And so those lead Bellas that carry the larger costumes and they, you know, just have a beautiful aura about them. And so those sections are very intimate. And so they are really looking closer into how they would present those particular costumes.
As we about to transition to leave, I will go on by quickly, right? Say the listening audience want to join the Valley Boys.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be a part of the group, but don't know how to be a part of any junk in the group,
okay,
right? What's the process of that?
Well, they can reach out to us on our Facebook page, the Valley Boys. Valley Boys Facebook page, and you can leave a message. We will, as of January 2026,
mm-hmm,
we have our doors open to join the group. And so once you would have reached out to us, there is a registration.
How much is the registration?
$50.
You say 50?
$50.
Okay,
registration.
What I get for that?
And with that, you receive your ID. And once we get our paraphernalia in, you receive your paraphernalia to make sure you use a real Valley Boy. So you have your ID, you have your shirt. And so.
Can I vote?
Yes.
You
that
vote?
That gives you a voting privilege.
Okay. And
this Valley Boys, you could vote.
I used to being able to vote in the Valley Boys, you know, but listen, it's different.
It's different. So in this Valley Boys, you have a say.
Mm-hmm.
You have a say on who runs the group, who is in charge of your section, and so everyone has a say how it should be.
I'm talking to Anika Colbrook. We're about to leave, but I wanted to do a shout out to all of the executives who you remember the last minute as best as you can.
All right, I want to, I know I didn't, shout out to Mr. Jeff Monka, our deputy chairman, and of course to our chairman, Trevor Davis, to my hardworking secretary, Anastasia Brown, and assistant secretary, Natasha Sands, to our legal, who is in town, aka Mr. Dirty, and to our executive team members, Mr. Barry McKinney, Mr. Mark Bastian, who else we got there? I have someone else. Oh boy, I won't get right. You won't cross me getting in trouble.
Someone got to get right. Can't be just me.
Oh gosh,
yes. You're the one who forgetting them.
Reds. I can't forget Reds. So to all our section leaders, just ensure that you all get ready. This parade is about to be, I mean, the best one for the Valley Boys. To all our fans, we want to see you out there. Whatever shirt you have, you come out. You can reach out to us again on the Facebook page, and we will put out where you can get shirts. So please, come out and be excited for your Valley Boys.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Neary. Thank you very much, Anika Colbrook.
Tomorrow, Aldika
Colbrook. Tomorrow, we're supposed to hawk up ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Boy, they hawk up themselves. Hawk up yourself, Angelique.
Have a wonderful day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.